Shake your left hand, gobble, shake your right hand, gobble, shake your tail now, gobble, gobble, gobble. Shake your left foot, gobble, shake your right foot, gobble, shake your tail now, gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble, the turkey goes, gobble, gobble, the turkey goes, gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble, the turkey goes, gobble, gobble, the turkey goes, gobble, gobble, gobble. Can I have a beat? Can I move my feet? Can I have a turkey to eat? It's Thanksgiving, let's go all in, where we have a turkey to eat. There's pumpkin pie, there's stuffing, oh my, and the people that I love are near. Shake your left hand, gobble, shake your right hand, gobble, shake your tail now, gobble, gobble, gobble. Shake your left foot, gobble, shake your right foot, gobble, shake your tail now, gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble, the turkey goes, gobble, gobble, the turkey goes, gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble, the turkey goes, gobble, gobble, the turkey goes, gobble, gobble, gobble.
Cue it.
I can't even do an intro to that. I really can't.
Welcome to Life and Health podcast with Cody, Thomas, and Tim in Studio 2B. That was our
B2.
That was our intro for today because we're going to talk about Thanksgiving since that's coming up this week. I thought it was cute and funny, and you guys didn't know about it, so
I didn't.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
I feel like I was just brainwashed.
Where did you find that at?
YouTube, man. YouTube. Gobble, gobble.
It is Turkey Day right around the corner.
That's right. How you doing today, Cody?
All right.
Good.
All right.
Good, good, Thomas.
Good.
Good. Awesome. A little cold out still.
This is, well, I was a snowman freezing earlier while we were at that damn thing.
Cold in there?
We were sitting right beside the door. And the doors were open, so it was constant 27 degrees just blowing through.
It could be worse. We could be in Buffalo.
Yeah, and have 18 feet of snow on our heads.
It's true.
I would much rather have snow and be cold.
What?
I would much rather be cold and have snow.
I agree with you.
Just to be cold.
Well, it's supposed to warm up this week. We're supposed to get up to close to 70 on Monday, so.
Well, it's going to be, what, 45 for the turkey trot? Something
I think
like
so,
that.
Yeah, but yeah. They're calling for snow maybe on Wednesday, so that can make it interesting.
No, we need people to come.
They're calling. It could be significant depending on how the forecast, how it comes out.
No.
Yep.
I'm telling you, man, this is going to be like seasonal affect disorder.
So
I swear, like, I'm not even joking.
It could completely miss us. They're not sure yet. It's very up in the air. But they're saying there's potential for some snow on Wednesday into Thursday morning or nothing at all. Sorry.
Oh, well.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Can't stop the weather.
All right,
nope.
Since depression just set in, what are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about Thanksgiving, man. We're going to talk about food, you know, just help you out with, since most Thanksgiving dinners, most people consume over 3,000 calories at Thanksgiving dinner.
For the dinner itself.
For the dinner itself.
That doesn't include the meal before?
That does not include the meal
or
before.
All the snacking?
Right. So
does that include desserts, too?
That does include dessert for that meal.
Gotcha.
Yes. But it's I saw that on the internet. I was looking it up. That over 3,000 calories is usually consumed during a Thanksgiving dinner.
On average.
With dessert. On average.
Oh, I'm going to eat my fair share of 3,000 calories.
But we're going to talk to people that are trying to lose weight, like myself, on how to maybe cut that back and make some healthier choices and still enjoy Thanksgiving.
All right. So what's the first check mark you want to cross off? When tackling this, in other words, like what do you want to talk about first? The type of food or how much you should eat?
Well, I guess we can start with how much you should eat. Okay. I mean, that's a good one.
How are you going to limit how much you should eat personally?
Portion control. I mean, because I know how much I'm eating now, you know, give or take. Honestly, I'll probably have more turkey than I should, but I'll fill up more on turkey. Because turkey's better for you than most of the other stuff there. Now, don't get me wrong. I'll still have some mashed potatoes. I'll still have some stuffing, you know.
I was going to say, if you eat the stuff that's higher in protein first, so if you have turkey or if you have ham or whatever your family does, chicken, I don't know, whatever, right. Most, you know, turkey day, eat the turkey first on a plate by itself and then go back and get the sides.
Right. And also drink a lot of water that day. They say the more water you drink, the fuller you'll be.
Yeah. I'll still eat a lot of food.
Why not just stop eating when you're satisfied?
It's not that easy.
It's not that easy at Thanksgiving.
No, Thanksgiving. It's too many different places to choose from.
It's just like every other day.
What?
Honestly, you're eating a meal. Like, you're eating food. It's just like every other day, aside from the fact that, like, most people don't eat past the fact that they're full.
We'll see.
Do you eat turkey every day?
No, I don't eat turkey every
day. Do you eat stuffing every day?
No.
Do you eat apple pie every day?
I'm not a
pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie? Some people do that.
Green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole?
Broccoli casserole. What else do y'all do?
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Mashed potatoes and gravy?
I eat mashed potatoes and gravy.
Collard greens?
What do you know about collard greens?
Every single day. You don't get to sit down and have that particular meal.
And you're with family when you're doing it.
Yeah.
Well, clearly I'm wrong. I shouldn't have said
if that's how you perceive it
if you're trying to lose weight, it's not that hard to stop eating when you're, like, satisfied. When you're
full. It is a lot harder than it is. Because everybody around you is eating all of that food, and it is much harder just to sit back and be like, whoa, I can only have a little
bit. But you don't have to eat to the point where your pants are just, like, about to explode or something crazy like that.
True.
Yeah, but everybody does that because you eat more and the full filling comes in after you've already eaten to that point. For a lot of people, that's how I get.
Yeah.
I'll stuff my face and then 10 minutes later I'll be like, my stomach hurts. Yeah. I shouldn't have ate that much. So, is it that easy? Maybe for some people, maybe not for others. Anyway, so portion control. How else can we control portions? We say, or the food, you say eat the turkey or the protein stuff first.
Smaller plate, if you can get a smaller plate.
Perfect. Yep. Or, you know, I don't know, how big are dinner plates? I mean, your typical dinner plate's pretty 12 inches.
I would say maybe.
And get a 6-inch plate.
Yeah, even 8-inch.
Yeah, 8-inch or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Smaller plate will help you out.
Fill it all up and then go from there.
Yep.
Or just do one at a time.
One item at a time on the table. Yep, that'll help you out. And like you said, start with the higher protein items and work your way down to the more fattier.
Or more processed, more sugar stuff. Right. So you can go from turkey to like some kind of veggie to your mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to eat mashed potatoes.
It is, because they're fluffy.
And the gravy.
Yeah, love the gravy.
You don't see this at all, do you?
What?
You think it's just going to be... I'm going to eat me a plate and then I'm done.
No, I eat more than that. I'm saying.
The person who eats a whole pizza at a time.
Yeah, I do. That takes talent, though.
Talent.
I used to be able to do that. I could still do it if I wanted to.
Like, to me, I'm like, I don't know, because some people mostly consume food to the point where, like, they're just uncomfortably full. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, but like Thomas is saying, you don't feel that way when you're eating.
You don't feel the uncomfortable full until after you're done eating.
And then you're like, oh, you're bloated.
I am that way. I can eat for 10 minutes straight and eat 3 plates of food and not be full. And then I'll go sit down and be like, I'm full. I shouldn't have ate that much. Every time. I can do it every weekend. It's easy. But that's me.
All right. So that's portion control. Smaller plates. Eat
protein
one thing
first.
At a time. Protein first. It's a quick, easy way of just, you know, helping yourself out. Let's talk about food, like what kind of foods you should try to avoid without ruining the spirit of Thanksgiving, which it's not going to be perfect, you know.
Right, and it's Thanksgiving, so you should eat whatever you want.
We're not saying don't eat everything and be a buzzkill. First thing you should have, you should have turkey.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Do y'all stuff your turkey with homemade stuffing, or do y'all use kind of the store-bought brand?
We don't make any store-bought. We do in-turkey stuffing.
Yeah.
And my dad also makes a turkey. It's like a turkey casserole, but it's not like Stouffer. It's made from scratch.
Good. Perfect point, because we're talking about the food. It should be as much as you can homemade, if at all possible, and try to stay away from the boxes in the store. Because those are going to have the additives and the other stuff in them.
What is it? Stouffer's?
I think that's the one.
Stouffer's. It's like a big stuffing.
Yeah.
Stuffing's probably my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
Crocker. It is. And my dad also makes what's called, it's oyster stuffing. So it's oysters inside the stuffing.
What?
It's really good. Yeah, it's really good. I love that stuff.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. So, all right, turkey first.
Turkey first.
That's probably the best thing at the table for you.
Well,
and we also do sauerkraut at our family, and sauerkraut's not bad for you.
So turkey and sauerkraut.
And your vegetable, whatever it is. Normally everybody has a vegetable of some kind.
Do y'all do salads? Because I think, what are we going to do, a salad pre-dinner? No?
We don't do a salad at Thanksgiving.
No salads?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So turkey and sauerkraut. Some people do salads before.
Turkey, sauerkraut, your vegetable. And then you could go to if your stuffing's homemade.
Yeah, do that.
Mashed potatoes, even homemade mashed potatoes.
Don't do the instant mashed potatoes.
No, homemade.
Get some potatoes and mash them up.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could take cauliflower and mash it up.
You could do that too if you're the one serving. And honestly, it doesn't taste too... I mean, it tastes different, but it's not like bad.
No.
Yep.
Yeah, cauliflower's... what do you call them? Cauliflower potatoes?
You could probably call it that. I don't know what they... Mashed cauliflower.
Mashed cauliflower. What else? What else do you eat?
What do you mean?
What do you eat at Thanksgiving?
Everything that you eat. I tend to just avoid just goofy stuff like cranberry sauce. I really don't like it.
I don't like cranberry sauce either.
I know a lot of people were all about cranberries and cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving. I never understood that. I tend to avoid it. I usually avoid goofy dishes too, like stuff with an obnoxious amount of cheese in it. Like something that's just not traditional. I usually avoid that stuff just because I don't probably tend to like it, and I'm fine with mashed potatoes and turkey and gravy and green beans and just all the
green beans. That's a big
stuff that you would usually eat on Thanksgiving.
Green beans would be before your stuffing. Mm-hmm. Stuffing could be the dessert.
Yeah, because I'm not you know me. I mean, I'm not a dessert person anyway. So after the dinner, I'm done. Maybe a chocolate chip cookie.
Are either of you the type that you just pile it all on the plate, and if some of it mixes up, then you don't care?
Oh, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not really too worried about it.
You know, some people have to keep everything separate, and they can't mix anything together.
But you can usually stick, stuff in between,
Stuffing just goes on the plate. Anywhere.
Just put on the plate.
On top of the turkey, on top of everything. I feel you, bro.
All right, what else do we normally have at Thanksgiving dinner?
Apple pie, pumpkin pie for dinner.
All right, obviously those need to be at the end.
They need to be at the very end. But the problem is some people eat dessert way later when you've already digested everything and you feel like you can eat more. So you really do need to watch the portion controls on your desserts.
Quick note, Everyday Paleo is a website. And if you go there and look up pumpkin pie, there's an awesome recipe that we did, I guess it was 2 years ago now, or maybe it was last year. Where you take hazelnuts and walnuts, you grind them up, food processor, with some butter. That's your crust. And then you get the paleo, or the pumpkin mix, mm-hmm. The pumpkin puree.
Right.
And then you take that and you use a sweetener all-natural honey or maple syrup. And add, what is it, allspice, or is it cinnamon and nutmeg, something like that. And you use that. And, those are to the extent, there might be eggs that are the ingredient that I'm missing. But you mix all that together. And that's probably the best pumpkin pie I've ever had, and we made it.
Paleo.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So,
what about you, Cody? Anything else?
About dessert?
I don't know. We're trying to get you to talk. You're
I'm just kind of out of it. I'm not really a big dessert person on Thanksgiving. I'm the type of person who will eat a meal and then go back 30 minutes later and get another plate. And I'll just do that until I'll probably pass out and go to sleep. From eating too much food. Or just eating too much. Because I'm not a big dessert person. I'd rather just sit there and eat all the turkey that I can. And then just... I don't know. If they were cake or something, or pie just doesn't... I don't like pie. I really don't. It's weird.
I'm not going to eat a whole pumpkin pie to myself.
I don't like pumpkin pie, but yeah, I hear you.
To each their own.
To each their own, you're right. All right, so that pretty much does the standard Thanksgiving foods,
I guess. Think, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, so there might be some people that do seafood for Thanksgiving.
We do seafood at Christmas. But, yeah, I'm sure some people do.
I don't know.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's going to be different for everybody. This is just kind of our rendition of, Thanksgiving. And
to really put the point out there, if you plan ahead the week of when you're going to get stuff to make for Thanksgiving, if you can try and stay away from a lot of the breaded stuff, try to stick more.
What about pasta dishes?
Yeah.
You don't normally see a lot of pasta dishes for Thanksgiving, do you?
I feel everyone makes mac and cheese for Thanksgiving.
That is one. That one you would want to save for the end with the stuffing.
Did you say yams?
Yams, like candied yams.
Yeah, I didn't even think about yams. Yeah.
Candied yams, that's another one you want to kind of... I mean, yams are better than, like, mac and cheese.
Or that whole, like, sweet potato marshmallow ordeal that people usually do.
Yeah.
Just because of the marshmallows, yeah.
Yeah, the marshmallows. I mean, that would kind of go hand in hand with the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I'd put that back with the stuffing and do smaller portions of those things. You know, even you could take, like, a bowls. Yeah, you know, you got, like, little mixing bowls, and then you got, like, actual cereal bowls. And you could do bowls if you really are concerned about your portion sizes.
That's a good point.
For your sides and stuff. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
It's always a good idea.
Awesome.
Yams, mac and cheese, anything else? Voice in the background, anything else? Beer. No, we're not. No beer.
Try to stay away from the alcohol on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
If you're trying to lose.
Well, and you're going to, I mean, if you drink beer, you're going to fill up, so you're probably not going to eat as much.
Well,
so.
That's a good point. Oh. There you go.
There's a secret to it all. All right, so what's next?
All right, well, and another thing, I did some, because I did some research on this. So another thing that a lot of places and websites I've read, especially for weight loss or maintaining for that day, is don't change your routine for working out. If you normally work out on Thanksgiving, that Thursday,
go work out.
If your gym is closed, do your own workout at home. Modify it accordingly how you have to do it. So like myself, when I wake up in the morning on Thursday, well, as long as I'm not out pushing snow, I'll get up, take a walk,
or
like
you
I normally
just
do
the turkey trot,
or you could go take do the turkey trot,
which is a 5k, but then
which I'm not doing.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of places now do some type of 5K run on Thanksgiving
Day. A lot of places do, yeah.
I think there's, what, like three that are within a 15-mile radius.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're doing go do a fun run or a 5K run in the morning. And then also afterwards, you know, try to do some kind of exercise afterwards to try to burn off some of those calories that you just took in instead of it just sitting in your belly.
What time do you normally eat?
I'm having Thanksgiving with you guys this year, but my family Thanksgiving will be tomorrow, so we'll be eating at 5 o'clock.
So I'll
take a walk afterwards.
It's early enough to go do something after that?
Yeah.
I know some people do it earlier, like a lunch, like 12, 1, 1:30.
Yeah.
When we were home in North Carolina, that's when we would go. We'd go down to my grandmother's, and we would eat like around 1 or 2.
So you
like
still have a good
lunch.
Bit of the day left.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it just depends.
You gonna get a workout in on Thanksgiving Day, Code?
No, I'm supposed to do that whole like soccer thing in the morning at Greencastle. So I'm not gonna do a workout. I'm just gonna go play.
Well, that's a workout.
Yeah,
work.
It is,
I mean, you know, playing soccer is a workout.
It's just more
it's something
I know
mobile.
People tend to do that a lot. People will randomly go play like pickup football or something.
Yep,
like
a lot of flag football games
Thursday,
go on.
And a random Thursday, it'll be like a turkey bowl or something.
That'd be an awesome.
A lot of people do that stuff before football games start up on television.
Yeah, so I'll do that before like. What, the 1 o'clock game usually?
Cool.
Speaking of which, CJ mentioned something about going to play tomorrow. I told him I'd be in.
I'm not going to be around.
Tag football.
Soccer. That's right. Never mind. I remember he said that. He'll probably do that.
Cool. Sounds like fun.
All right. So walk before, after. Make sure you get your workout in.
Yep.
Do something at home. Make it a family thing.
Yeah. Yep, definitely make it a family thing. That's why 5Ks and fun runs that usually go hand in hand are always good for families. Kids run the fun runs, and the adults run the 5K, or mom or dad runs the fun run with the kids. And
well, and if anybody around here is listening to it, we have the Hagerstown Community College Turkey Trot. They also have the mashed potato run, which starts at 8:30,
which is
like the little kids.
A fun run.
Yeah. And then the actual 5K starts at 9 o'clock.
And it's dog friendly.
It is dog friendly.
If you have a pet.
So... if you're listening,
come join us.
Come out there.
Cool.
Anything else?
No.
Amongst your research.
No, I think that was pretty much it. I mean, Thanksgiving's just another day, like Cody said, but it's special for a lot of people, you know. Gives you time to think, sit down, meditate a little bit, enjoy your family and friends.
Unless you're the one cooking the turkey, and then it's like,
why
the
me?
Pressure is on.
I know.
You're in the pressure cooker yourself.
Yeah. So then I thought... anything else on that subject?
I think we covered a good number of it.
I thought since, you know, I think this is podcast number 17, I think. I think so. We've been doing it for
17 years old.
I think it's been a while. So I thought, you know, it'd be something a little different. And if you think it's corny, we'll just scrap it. But I think we all should give something thanks. You know, give a shout of thanks out to our podcast listeners or to whoever else you'd like to give thanks to.
So we're giving thanks.
Sure. So I'll start.
All
okay.
Right.
See, you guys, I'm trying to make it turkey themed here.
No, I'm trying to think of something that I can give thanks
right.
for.
Well, I just want to say thanks to all the listeners. I know it's been a little different, and it's not your average podcast, but we have fun doing it. We enjoy all of you listening to us. It's not a huge crowd, but it's a big enough crowd to keep us motivated and keep us doing it. So we appreciate every time you listen to us every week.
Damn,
and I also
Tim,
just
you took my thanks.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
And I just want to say thanks for all my friends, and especially all the support I've had during my challenge of losing this weight and getting back in shape, especially for Cody, Sarah, Thomas. They've been a huge part of that. 50 pounds down, by the way. I know we didn't start off the show with that because I threw the song, but
you got 50.
Yeah, I'm past 50.
Past 50. Dave and Buster's it is.
Dave and Buster's it is. After you guys get back from your trip down to North Carolina.
We're going.
Sounds like fun. So, yeah, that's just all my thanks. And, of course, thanks for my family and all
Can't
that good
family.
Stuff. Definitely. Never forget family. Cody?
I can't take this seriously.
All right, I'll go next. I will say thank you as well to all of our listeners and you guys for keeping me on track and being a part of the life, and especially Tim and his bubbly face when he comes in the mornings to get his workout in. Also want to give thanks to my lovely wife, Sarah, who's sitting over here eating popcorn. Yeah, we do this for you, sweetheart. We do this for you. And if Jason and Steph actually listen and the rest of the family, we're going to be over there on Thursday. So have
yes.
a big thank you to them for hosting us for Turkey Day. And then, of course, my parents and my brother. And we will be seeing them this weekend. So all the love and support from the family. It's yes. very, very important to us.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to Jason and Steph and all them also for inviting me over since I don't have family in town. Nothing?
Oh, it's my turn?
It's your turn.
The blank stare.
I spaced out. I'm going to keep this. I thought, oh my God, I thought you almost fell down. I'm going to keep this really short and simple. Thanks for family. Thanks for friends that, like you guys, are around me and everybody else who I'd become close friends with in my life since I don't have siblings and I really hold on to those relationships. But one thing that we didn't, well, we're going to say thanks to everybody that listens, but thank you to the people who actually give us topics that we usually do every once in a while. Kind of just shoot us random topics to pick up because I mean thinking of stuff from week to week and trying to keep this fresh is a little hard sometimes, but thanks to that, I guess I'll say thanks to Sarah, even though I really don't like Sarah. But yeah, just thanks for everything. World peace. Two fingers.
World peace.
All right,
send you over to what is it, the Middle East, go take out ISIS.
There you go, take ISIS
go
out.
Preach out for world peace.
All right, everybody. Well, hey, well, it's a little bit of a shorter podcast today, but that's what we had. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We're going to take next week off so we can enjoy it with our family and friends, and we'll be back the following week. Again, have a great Thanksgiving. Peace out.